News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Lots of things going on, of course, here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. The state of the future, the 51st state, it's actually happening. It's going to happen. Here we go. Anyway, so a lot of things, like I said, going on. We're going to be doing a lot of things today, including taking your calls. 215-TOP-TALK is the call-in line, 215-TOP-TALK. Anyway, I hope everything is going good in your world because, we're finding out that the world can be a very tough place at times. It's almost like every single day we're finding that out. It gets tougher and tougher. Doesn't get any better. Actually, it is getting better. We're finding out some truths, some very big truths. So anyway, a lot of things going on with the president and the gaming that's happening. We're getting into the end of the summer season, so to speak, and schools are opening up and all that sort of thing. And the election is right around the corner, the general election. And the big question is, what is Robert Mueller going to do with this investigation that's going nowhere? That he's just chopping the legs out of all these people because of they're not associated with any kind of collusion, which is exactly what he was supposed to be investigating. There is no there. What's going to happen? Is he going to wrap it up and conclude it, or is he going to let it grind through the election season? Well, of course, that's been what they've wanted to do all along. That's why they've stalled and stalled and got nowhere with nothing, right? Well, they've gotten somewhere, and that is that they've gotten right at the cusp, if you will, of the election season. And, of course, they're going to be interfering with an election if, in fact, it goes any further. That's the complaint and the concern that we're hearing, as it should be. They should have wrapped this thing up a long time ago. It's bogus, and we're hearing more and more from his attorneys on that fact. That's just a little caveat. The big story that's out there, though, is one that Well, we're going to start saying, we're going to start it. We're not going to say it completely yet because more evidence is going to have to come forward on this thing called school shootings. Another chapter has been opened up. Another chapter of all the school shootings. Remember that during the Obama administration, the total number of school shootings or incidences involving a gun on campus in the 8 years of Obama, there's something like 134 of them, 134 incidences, you know, in which there was an active shooter, there was a shooter, there was a killing, there were killings, there's mass murders, that sort of thing involving schools, okay, involving a weapon on campus, discharge or something like that. Nobody wounded, but the guns happened. You know, gunplay on campus. That was a total in the nation, 134 out of all the thousands and tens of thousands of schools out there. And I'm putting the numerical thing in perspective for you. But then, of course, there were very grisly school shootings, the Sandy Hook shooting, so they say, and all the other ones. You had Oregon. Remember, just all those little school shootings. Well, a new chapter has been opened up. And for those of you that have been listening to this radio show, you know my belief system on school shootings. And I was a very big advocate as a superintendent and also as a school administrator for taking on active shooter training and training your kids, your campus, your community on how to engage in these kind of things and protect children. That was always my biggest charge, protecting the children. And yeah, I can tell you I've had hundreds, thousands of hours in schools. And that moment when the door opens in the school and you don't have somebody identified who's on campus, what are they going to do? I've lived through that hundreds of times as a school administrator. And so it can be very fearful, but you got to get your act together. You got to be bold. And this goes on all the time on campuses throughout the country every single day when you have school administrators and teachers and adults trying to protect children all the time, and they're told to either stand down or they cannot have weapons on campus to protect themselves. As we've seen in California, the laws have been modified to soften up, make softer targets out of our schools and public educators and children, of course, by Governor Jerry Brown and his ilk. This is a deliberate attempt to soften up schools so that killers can come in and kill them. That's my complaint, my charge. What other, when you take away the right of a teacher to defend themselves with a handgun or a gun, concealed weapon, legally assigned to the teacher, what else can you say? You see, this was something that was a real concern we had when we heard that they were going to take away the right of teachers to carry guns on campuses in California public schools. Now, about 150-year history of the California public education system in which, for all that time, teachers could carry concealed on campus. I know, because I was one. And I also know that you had school administrators who also carried on campus. But Jerry Brown in the legislature just 2 years ago said, no more, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. No. No, it's a gun-free zone after all, right? Every time you have a gun-free zone, you're announcing to the terrorist, come in and kill us. That's really what you do, being kind of simplistic here. It's just, you know, hey, that sign up there that's brought to you by, I think it was a 1990 law, or 92 law, something like that. I think it was signed into law by Bill Clinton. Oh, go figure. Maybe it was 19. I'll have to go research that one. We talked about this. We did a big thing on this on the radio about the laws that were changed and how they were changed. It's a federal law, actually, that came in, I think, in the early 1990s. And that said all schools have to be gun-free zones if you're going to take federal dollars. It was a Safe Schools Act or something like that, one of those. And, you know, of course, that disarmed schools. And just isn't that convenient that that happened around the 1990s as Bill Clinton was coming into office? And then Bill Clinton disarmed the military. Remember that? I can remember when I was a kid growing up around El Toro and Camp Pendleton and stuff like that, going out on base. That was a big, exciting thing. But, you know, I saw officers, I saw men walking around with sidearms. They always seemed to have a sidearm on base. Just grew up with it. Not a big deal. They just all had sidearms. Like back in the Wild West, you know, people would have sidearms. And of course, what you see there is a good example of disarming the military on their own base. And how many shootings on base, including overseas bases, because that's where they were disarmed as well. Not in Afghanistan, though. Well, I'm sorry. Yes, our military were disarmed, but the other military, the guys that were ending up killing and shooting and maiming our people on base in Afghanistan, remember? They were armed. Yeah, how many American men died in those circumstances? All brought to you by Bill Clinton, because he also did a follow-up. We can't have military bases. We can't have guns on camp. Should I say Fort Hood? See, softening the target. You just make the target softer, which is what Bill Clinton did, which is what the Safe and Gun-Free Zones, Safe Schools and Gun-Free Zones legislation did. And then now Jerry Brown, 2 years ago, comes in and signs legislature disarming school officials in public schools of California. What's a one to think? And of course, I know that there's a lot of teachers who ignore that law. Good for them. I support that. They should. It's a dangerous law. Now, I'm sorry, but in the 150-year history of that law being not on the books, in which people could carry a gun, guess what? Not one CCW person was ever arrested, or was there ever an accident with the gun. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, got a little situation going on in the desert of New Mexico near the Colorado border. I hate it when this happens. I really, truly hate it when this happens, if you have not heard. Before, I want to clear a few things up, though. If you take a look at the history of California, education in the history of guns on campus, and the history, and check it out. Not in 150 year history has there ever been an accidental discharge or an improper use of a CCW carrier on a school grounds. But they want it outlawed anyways because it's a gun-free zone. What's the motivation of a gun-free zone in this case, especially in the hands of a megalomaniac such as Jerry Brown? I don't know. I'm only left with one thing. Since there's no history of anything like that in California schools, of an illegal, improper discharge, accidental discharge, a gun that falls out on the table, embarrasses people, you know? Never have we heard anything like that that's led to any kind of danger. No, but we had to outlaw the guns anyway. So what, there's only, in my mind, I'm sorry, as school administrator, school teacher, all these years, it's only one thing that comes to my mind. He's trying to soften it up to kill me or kill kids and let it be okay because the law says you can kill. That's the only thing you do here. And of course, I just wanted to straighten it out. Now, I bring that up because in light of what you may have been hearing, big story out because of, yesterday came out after the show, actually. And it came out that there was a problem where there were 11 kids that were picked up at a compound in New Mexico. And these kids were living in squalor and filth and everything like that, right? Well, that wasn't the whole story. It wasn't, everybody thought, well, this must be a sex trafficking ring. Well, it's trafficking. We got that right. Absolutely, because these children are kept in squalid conditions. And it's one of these kind of things that's, it's filthy and it's got all this junk and everything like that all over the place. And it's out in the middle of nowhere in New Mexico in the high desert out there. And all of a sudden, there's 11 children, young children. And there's three adult females with them, kind of like minders. Yeah. Well, kind of, I'm telling you, this story is kind of shocking to the core. As it turns out, they arrested a couple of men because the compound, as it turns out, was a training ground for kids to learn how to do school shootings. They should talk to Jerry Brown in California, don't you think? I hate to be so crass, but I think maybe that would be a good idea. They talk to Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown can set them straight. This is just a big story. I'm sorry, when you actually have training centers. And as if we didn't really suspect this sort of thing of happening, where there's actual training centers where kids are trained up to do school shootings, as appalling as it might seem. But the plot is getting thicker. Now, could this explain why we've had so many school shootings? And they never seem to get solved. Do you notice that? Most of these never really seem to get totally solved. They don't even come remotely close to being solved. You know, even in the non-school shootings, the Pulse nightclub in Florida, remember? What do we really know about that? I mean, what we know about that is what we had to suss out and research, because the FBI, remember, it was the FBI putting a lid on that, nothing getting out. And they're changing the narrative in the media all the time. I mean, they were sloppy about it, too, the changing of the narrative. That this could not possibly be anything like we think. It has nothing to do with Islam. Yet, during the whole Pulse nightclub incident, which hours went by, we're getting direct reports out of Florida that the shooter, the perp, is inside the Pulse nightclub on the radio talking about this is a radical Islamic terrorist attack. I'm here to kill, and I'm killing. He goes on and on and on and on, just raging about this. ISIS, we're here. Yet, the narrative, once it gets by hold with the FBI, oh, that didn't happen. No, and what did they do? They started clamping down on radio stations, and all these people had recordings of this, and you can't play it over the weekend. And YouTube jumps in. They start acing this stuff out. They start taking it off the air. Now, I wonder why that is. So that's just me. But not just me. It's everybody else was seeing this. And it's also all the other shootings that are going on out there. There's always some sort of change in the narrative, and it's never about Islam. It's never about that. However, now we have a whole different dynamic going on. The article is, extremist Muslim father pleads not guilty as he appears in court with his wife and sisters as gang are accused of training 11 children to carry out school shootings at their desert compound. Siraj Wahaj, 39, was pictured in court on Wednesday alongside his wife Jani Lavelli and sisters Haruj and Subura Wahaji. Also in court was co-accused Lucas Morton, who is Subana's husband. Aha. All five pleaded not guilty to 11 counts of felony child abuse, while Wahaj was charged with child abduction and Morton faces a charge of harboring a fugitive. The gang are accused of training 11 starving children to carry out school shootings. This is from the Daily Mail. I love the Daily Mail. It's a leftist paper, but they come out with all this rightist stuff. I mean, they're really spot on in the reporting. Not only that, but they also have their all the good pictures and stuff. I mean, really quality stuff. This is good journalism is what it is. It says, an extremist father, his wife, and two sisters who were arrested at a compound in New Mexico along with 11 starving children made their first court appearance on Wednesday. Well, Hajj, a 39-year-old wife, Jani Lavelli, and Haraj Shabani Wahaji, I'm getting all this right, I think, were pictured in the dock as prosecutors accused them of training the children to carry out mass school shootings. Also in court was Lucas Morton, his brother-in-law, and Sabana's husband. East pleaded not guilty to 11 counts. Morton appeared to be wearing a towel folded over his head, styled like a plain white Kalish, I can't even say it, K-E-F-F-I-Y-E-H, how's that for respect? Siraj was also charged with abducting his 3-year-old son, Ag, A-G, from his home in Atlanta last December, and this is where it all started. It was sparking a manhunt which led police to the compound. Some good police work going on here. I mean, really, when you get to this kind of level of action, it's really good police work here. Really good. And then they got these great pictures. And we're going to link this article to the article that we put up yesterday. It says that it goes on and says that skeletal remains found at the compound are believed to belong to the boy who was disabled and required daily medication, though tests are still confirming this. Apparently, he was autistic and had other issues going on. The young boy. The father thought he was possessed by demons. There you go. No demonic intentions here. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back.
of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And it says, skeletal remains found at the compound are believed to be belong to the boy. This is this story that we're covering here about school shootings. Yeah, how to train your child in mass murder. Really nice folks. You know what I like about the news these days? It's getting to be more unbridled. Now, we talked yesterday. I sort of lectured yesterday on the notion that I really didn't like censorship of any kind. And there were some of these articles that were out there saying, oh, Donald Trump, there's an opinion survey. The public is saying that Donald Trump should censor the media for fake news and things like that. Listen, fake news has been around for a long time. Are you kidding me? Sometimes called propaganda. Governments have been engaging in this all the time. The one thing that keeps it on the ability for us, anyway, to make us so different from all the other countries, hello, is a First Amendment freedom of speech and freedom of the press. Because in that freedom, we can suss out the bad guys. We can suss out the fake newsers, which is exactly what we want to do. Leave it to us. That's what we're doing as citizen journalists. We're sussing out the fake newsers. And it just so happens the cleansing is taking place at the national level. And it's you citizen journalists out there, you evildoers, who are going on and getting the news and reporting it. I have about 30 reports today from citizen journalists this morning. I'm staring at my iPhone. I'm sorry, I don't want to advertise for the censorship company, who's censoring me all the time, by the way. We get it all the time because we're telling the truth and they don't like it. And that's okay. That's what this is the way freedom of speech works. Freedom of the press works. And Donald Trump is calling him out. He's got freedom of speech and he can exert himself and he does as president and he's calling out the fake news. Now, it doesn't mean that we need to censor the let them go on their merry way. And what happens, the marketplaces are affected. How many listeners do they not have? Right? I mean, that's the way, viewers, that's the way it works. That is exactly the way it's supposed to work. Now, having said that, this is an example in this particular case of what I'm talking about. Because during the last administration of 8 years, you couldn't say Islamic terrorists. No, you couldn't say no, no. You couldn't say that the Pulse nightclub was done by Islamic terrorists. No, the narrative was completely washed. Now everybody's saying out there in the main news that this whole operation was done by radical Islamic terrorists. Yeah, they're Muslims. They're terrorists. They had weapons at the scene. Massive amounts of weapons. Police earlier said that Sharij was heavily armed with an AR-15 and four pistoles when he was arrested, and that there was a shooting range inside the compound. The children, age 1 through 15, were found in a filthy state, had likely not eaten in days, and had loaded firearms within their reach. What's all that about? Well, I'll tell you what that's about really early on before we get into this. Okay, this is called grooming. It's called grooming these children to be killers. That's all they know. That's all they'll know. At a young age, they groom them over the years. This is evil. It's pure evil, but this goes on. This is the reality check with these filthy monsters. And they are monsters. And it just so happens that they're radical Islamic terrorists. That's the reality check. And that's the freedom of speech that's now happening. People are reporting this almost happily now, whereas the other administration did not do that. Now, people have to come to grips with that, don't they? And Islam has to come to grips with that, don't they? Now, the truth is out there, isn't it? This is the way our system works. And we're exercising our freedom of speech to do that. Okay, so a lot of things going on here, a lot of dynamics, because we did not have this. Well, we had it. We didn't care. We didn't care as citizen journalists for 8 years. We didn't care. We don't care today. We don't care if it's a Presbyterian. We don't care if it's a Catholic. Somebody doing this in filth like this. This is called grooming for children. It happens in a couple of the major religions, by the way. A couple of them. Islam and another one. I want you to think about that. It is not clear, it says in court documents filed on Wednesday, prosecutors claim Wahaj was using the weapons to train children to perform mass school shootings. It is not clear if they had set out a specific plan targeting any one school or if the practice was general. The compound is close to the Colorado border. And just think, there's been a couple of schools, there's one. Back in 99, April 20th, Hitler's birthday, called Columbine. And then in a theater in Aurora, right? Those are some big ones. So both soft targets. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, soft targets. That thing again. Both soft targets. No weapons on campus, except for the killers and murderers, right? Who plan these things. Oh, and I know, it wasn't planned. The whole thing with Klebold and Harris wasn't planned. Really shocking. Shocking, I tell you. Shocking. No weapons charges were filed in the case. It says the FBI had been watching the compound for months. Really? The FBI has been watching the compound for months. And what were they doing? Just, hey, we're just sort of watching our grooming plant down there? Is that what the FBI was doing? Watching their allies groom these children? Is that what the FBI was doing? Boy, the FBI really has been taking it, hasn't it? Now, listen, I know a couple of FBI people, and they are fine, outstanding individuals. I just question why now the FBI, in light of what we got going on with this whole investigation, my Mueller, he's a real respectable guy. As we outed him yesterday with his relationship to the Ukrainians, I can't believe it. Robert Mueller, yeah, what was he doing there? Setting up the Ukrainian fall, of course. The FBI had been watching the compound for months after being led to it in their hunt for the 3-year-old A.G. Agwahaj, Syria's disabled son, Sarij, disabled son, who had vanished back in December. I'm sorry, they didn't write it right. You see, when you go through this stuff and it's raw, even the writers of the articles of the Daily, UK Daily, screwed up. Their explanation for not raiding it is that they did not have a warrant because AG was never physically seen there. I'll just let that set. Okay, this is the reason why the FBI did not raid this place. Now, I don't want to connect the dot. I'm not going to connect that dot yet. I'm just going to let you think about that. How the FBI suppressed so badly all the things in the last 8 years about all these shootings, all the investigations that were blundered and never really resolved. Pulse nightclub, anybody? Oh, no, they didn't suppress any of the information coming out about this guy being a radical Islamic terrorist associated with ISIS or the fact that his dad worked for Hillary Clinton. They would never report such things, those FBI people. Now, would they? We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're covering this story. We're probably going to cover it even in the next hour. It's so important in terms of understanding these school shootings and everything like that. We're talking about, says a man who identified himself, listen to this, to reporters as Jared Jarabi Rahali, 64, of Alexandria, Egypt, and the father of Morton, one of the guys arrested here, attended the court hearing, during which he shouted, Allah Akbar, Arabic for God is great. He told reporters afterwards that he was in the United States for medical reasons and had not heard from his son since last year until he received a text message from Morton last Thursday that said they were starving. They were starving. Abdulwali said his son and the other suspects were peaceful adult settlers. They were homesteading and were trying to establish a peaceful community, a peaceful life away from society, he said. They just went about it the wrong way. I hate it when this happens, don't you? Neighbors have told how they heard shooting coming from within the compound over the last few months. Pictures, of course, of the compound. Kind of squalid conditions, actually. It's really terrible. And so, you know, I hate it when people go into the... I love the desert, by the way. I'm a desert... I'm kind of like a... I got the desert rat thing going on a little bit. And it's just awful what has happened in Southern California and Nevada, in the high desert, out the Mojave Desert, being torn up by all these Chinese solar panels, hundreds of square miles of the desert. With a pristine desert, it takes, you know, thousands of years to, you know, for to restore it naturally. And we come along and in a generation ruin it, you know, despoil it. The environmentalist is coming out, so watch out. The wacko guy's here. One man who lives nearby says the 11 children initially showed up near his plot of land to play with his kids, but they stopped coming several weeks ago. Tyler Anderson is a 41-year-old auto mechanic who lives near the site. He was told how the Wahazdi family arrived in the desert in December with enough money to go buy groceries and construction tools to build their home. Anderson, I wonder where they got the money for that, huh? I mean, that's okay. Anderson helped them set up solar panels, and the children in the Wahazdi family played with his at first, but he started seeing them less and less. He was aware of a target practice area set up in the compound, he said, and he often heard shots coming from the property, but that had stopped recently. We just figured they were doing what they were doing, getting a piece of land and getting off the grid. Lucas Morton, who is married to Subduhwala Bahalji, one of the sisters, owns the tract of land where the family was based and started building a compound. The man who owns the patch next to it, however, says they started encroaching on his acreage as the compound grew bigger. He appealed to the courts to have them convicted or evicted for the breach. But nothing was done. I started to try to kick them off the land 3 months ago, but everything I tried to do kept getting knocked down. Mm-hmm. Says the children were aged between 1 and 15 and are all related. They were taken into government care. They had not eaten in days and were filthy. They escaped after a message from inside, either written by them or one of their mothers, was intercepted by the police. It said, "We are starving and we need food and water." The new details were shared Wednesday as prosecutors pleaded with the judge not to grant bail for these people. At present, Halaj, who is apparently the big one, stands accused of child abduction and neglect. Police said are yet to file charges relating to the discovery of the remains of the boy. That's the latest. I think there's going to be some more coming up. We'll probably check it out in the next hour if we got some audio stuff coming our way. So the plot thickens about the seizing of guns. And by there, there's AR-15s and there's all kinds of handguns. There's all pictures of it right here. And, of course, his son was thought of being possessed by the devil. That is just a little bit of what is going on here, folks. I hate to tell you this, or maybe I don't hate to tell you this, but this is the reality check of what has been going on. Is that now we actually have some physical evidence about one of these training camps. Now, this training camp is not nearly as sophisticated as the ones I've seen pictures of that are down in Central America, in El Salvador and Guatemala and that sort of area. Where they actually have real training camps for MS-13 and others that are out there. We do and have a lot of evidence of training camps that have gone on in Venezuela and in the northern tier of South America, as you've had a lot of Wahhabists that have settled in those areas that have been brought in from Iran, and they set up these training camps, sort of like military operations for kids. Why do you think MS-13 is so widely sought after for the terrorists in this country? Why do you think they come across the border as unaccompanied minors? And they find themselves in these various religious organizations being fed and sheltered and clothed because it's a multi-billion dollar industry. But why MS-13? Especially the MS-13 kids, which are not too different from what's happening here in terms of this grooming situation. This is one of the first ones that we've heard about north of the border in which we have real substantial evidence of this actually happening. And it looks like they're going to develop more and more and more evidence of this happening. But the cast of characters here and who they're related to in terms of terrorism is going to be the topic of the next hour, it looks like, because I'm not going to break this all out right now. This is just too big of a discovery about what's happening, so we're going to continue the story. And other things, there's going to be other stuff that we're going to talk about in the next hour. So we're coming up to a break right now, and we come back. Going to close out the hour and make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Press that donate button. Donate, donate, donate. Press that donate button for either New California or for Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back. And by the way, thank you in advance for your donations. We really do appreciate them. We'll be right back.
Zero. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
...at this compound in rural northern New Mexico last week. Two men, Siraj Wahaj and Lucas Morton, are being held by authorities. Wahaj was wanted in Georgia for the alleged abduction of his three-year-old son. Acting on a tip from Georgia authorities that the pair might be in Taos County, New Mexico, deputies raided the compound that was made up of a small trailer buried in the ground and surrounded by tires. The three-year-old boy was not found there, but authorities found 11 other emaciated children living in what they describe as third-world conditions.
Their ages are 1 to 15 years old. All the children were taken into protective custody based on the fact that they had essentially no clothing, shoes, no water, no electricity, and no food.
Three women who authorities believe are the mothers were also on the property. One of them was pregnant. They were detained but later released into protective custody. The sheriff says the women would not cooperate with investigators. Authorities say Wahaj was armed with an AR-15-style rifle and four loaded pistols when he was arrested. He's being held without bond and is facing extradition back to Georgia. Morton faces charges of harboring a fugitive.
Yeah, that's the UK mail business right there. Anyway, stay tuned. There's going to be more to come about this. There's no doubt about it. And many, many other things as we continue the day here at Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, you can call in next hour. The phone lines will be open. 215-TOP-TALK. 215-TOP-TALK. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and press that donate button. and newcaliforniastate.com. They have a donate button too. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.